Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And Robin ain't here. She's here, but she's not with us this morning for a while. She might join us in the next hour. I think she probably will. But things go, you know, she's going through this readjustment period. She had her annual checkup here not too long ago, and they changed some of her medications around and that type of thing. So it affects her sleep patterns. So anyway, enough of an explanation about that. Everything's fine. She just is, you know, she's just going through this adjustment period. So everything's cool. And she'll be back here with us hopefully in the next hour. So anyway, we welcome you to the Outdoors and Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we hope that you are joining us as well. It's a beautiful day out there. I'm sure the turkey hunters are out in force. I'm sure the fishermen are out in force, given the news the other day about the season coming up. I guess it starts May 16th, 3 days. The different limit on summer rockfish, what they call the summer season, where you will be allowed no larger than a 31-inch fish. And that emergency declaration came out yesterday, I guess. Let me see if I can find it here. I didn't print it out. I saw it online. I published it in Maryland Loves Crabs, which is going to press today. So let me see if I can find it on my email, what it says. I got 1,000 emails, unfortunately. There it is. Secretary of Maryland Department of Natural Resources announces a change to the size limit for the striped bass recreational and charter boat summer and fall fishery for the Chesapeake Bay and its tidal tributaries, including the Maryland tributaries of the Potomac River. Effective 12:01 a.m. May 16th, that's coming up in a couple days, the minimum size for striped bass is 19 inches, and the maximum size for striped bass is 31 inches. This rule is effective for the 2023 striped bass season, which runs from May 16th, 2023 through July 15th, 2023, and then that two-week break for the hot weather, and then again August 2023 through December 10th. All other rules remain the same. The action is necessary to implement the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission interstate. This applies to all individuals who catch striped bass recreationally in the Chesapeake Bay and its tidal tributaries, including the Maryland tributaries of the Potomac River, signed by Josh Kurtz, Secretary of Maryland Department of Natural Resources. So there you go. See what happens. Among the folks that fish for striped bass, the tackle shops and everybody else that are involved and are supported by the striped bass industry. And there you go. Our phone number here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're giving away a fishing tackle package. We did post that on our Outdoorsman Radio Show Facebook page, a nice picture of the perch package coming up what's the last Saturday of the month? 25th, I believe. Is that when we're giving it away? 27th. We'll be giving that tackle package away and then starting right up for another giveaway package from Tackle Box, Tim Sherman and his company, High Tide Lures. So we're grateful to Tim for that. Glad to be able to have a little giveaway going on here. It always seems to help. So our number, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing this morning? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Any phone calls pending right there, right now? You're right. We are waiting for our first phone call. So let's somebody start this off and bring up whatever you want to talk about. You know, I was talking to some pretty experienced turkey hunters after the first couple weeks of the season, first maybe 10 days of the season. The birds shut off. I mean, it came in on April 18th, and about the end of April, done. Everybody shut up. No birds. Well, the birds have turned back on. Not sure what that little lull period meant, but we're seeing guys that are taking birds all across the state now. So haven't been out yet. Got an offer on the table to go out next week, and we'll see how that goes. I have to clear that with Miss Kathy, the boss. So we'll see how it goes. Mother's Day tomorrow, of course. Everybody remember, everybody had a mother. And we just want to remember our moms, whether they're with us or whether they're they've passed. Just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there listening today. And today we are going to be with Bucks, Bears, Stags, measuring white-tailed deer, Sitka deer, and black bears at Schrader's Outdoors. They are, I always say Henderson, but I can't, let me check here. That might be Henderson Road. I should have this memorized by now. But I'll tell you where they're at. They are 16090 Oakland Road, Henderson, Maryland. Yeah, they're in Henderson. Yep, Oakland Road. So we'll be there at the clubhouse. Some of our measures will be there. Our official guys will be there, and we'll go from there. All right, let's talk to Laser. Laser, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a sad announcement. We learned at near the end of last week's show that Laser's father, Stan Cooper, we call him Stan the truck driving man, passed away suddenly in his sleep on Friday. Am I saying that correctly, Laser?
Yes, sir.
And I know that your dad was your idol and taught you to fish, and you sent me a bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
We always liked listening to Stan. He meant a lot to the listeners of this show. And we're still not over it. We were extremely affected all week by his passing. So
yeah.
I appreciate you calling in this morning. What would you like to say, my friend?
I just want to say that he loved the show. I mean, everybody knew that. He always would tell me, get your lazy butt up and listen to the show. They talk about everything. And after that, it's not that easy just to wake up at so early in the morning on a Saturday when you work Monday through Friday.
That's true.
But I made a promise today to wake up in several alarm sets. Several.
I got it.
And I'm the first caller. So
you are, but if you continue to listen, you won't be the last one. So that's right. So you were the recipient of one of the fishing tackle packages, if I remember.
Correct.
Yeah. And you've caught some fish on some of those lures that were assembled by our buddy Tackle Box Tim, correct?
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Now you have a son. How old is your son?
He just turned 16 on the 11th. So.
On the 11th, okay.
Yeah. Just turned 16 on the 11th of May, 2 days ago.
Yep. And what did you guys do on his birthday?
It's a tradition. We fish every day, but we fish even harder on birthdays. And And that's what we did. We went out and went fishing. I mean, he caught fish back to back to back to back to back. And usually I wear a GoPro to record everything, but the GoPro's been not working recently. So
in the shop, huh? Yeah.
It's not even in the shop. It's just sitting next to me here in my little bag because I just can't figure out what's wrong with it. But
yeah.
So it's all phone recordings right now, old school style, and it works. It's not as efficient as a GoPro, but it works. And I was just proud of them, just one after another. Just
and you post these videos on YouTube.
Yeah, on our channel. Yeah.
Well, why don't you just tell everybody what your channel is? Because there are people in our audience that like to watch like to watch YouTube. They'd be glad to tune you in.
Absolutely. My father would like that. It's Wolfpack Fishing. And it's Wolfepack Fishing.
Wolfpack with an E in the middle.
Yes, sir. That's both my son and I's middle name, so I think it fits well.
I got it.
I think it fits well.
It does. So, Laser, did your dad ever tell you how he came up with your name?
It's a family name. It goes back a while.
Okay.
And so it's just a family name. And,
okay.
I always thought when I was younger, I said, "Sis Billy, Laser."
Yeah.
Laser Wolf.
And yeah. I like it. I think it's a great name. I really do. So it is unique.
It is. I knew when I was getting yelled at. I knew there was no mistake in that. I am.
Indeed.
There's no mistaking. So.
Yeah. So are you fishing today?
Am I fishing today? No. Well, no. I'll go peek in my son's room and see if he's awake. I'm sure he's not.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it. So.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you. So, well, if you would tell us a little bit about growing up with Stan. I mean, you guys fished, correct?
Yeah. It was quite the hoot, I tell you. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. He was a great teacher, great father. He was the stories I could tell would be, I don't even know how long I could go on for, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's all the stories, all the teachings, the lessons, I mean, and just a wide variety of knowledge that this man had. It's just a wide variety, and random stuff.
Yeah.
He wasn't the smartest guy, but he knew stuff, and about that stuff passed down to me and I'm teaching my son, and it's every day I feel like it's something else that he taught me is coming into play as the days go by. Forgive, don't forget kind
right.
of thing. I will never ever forget this. There's two things that he did not like, and that's thieves and liars, and to stay honest, tell the truth, and don't take anything that doesn't belong to you. That's one thing that's like instilled in the back of my brain. I'm trying to teach that to, you know, my son. So I don't know. There's a lot of lessons that were taught.
I feel the same way. I mean, my dad was my fishing buddy, and we fished a lot together. And you know, despite him having to work a lot. And
yeah.
me being young, I mean, he still took the time, and you know, it might be a weeknight, it might be a weekend. We would always go somewhere, you know, and go fishing, we share a lot of those type of memories. So,
absolutely, that's the great thing about living in Maryland is there is ample opportunities out there to wet a line. It doesn't matter where you're at.
No question about that. So, yeah. All right, my man. Anything else you'd like to say? Anything you'd like to hear? Anything you want to tell us about your dad that we ought to know, other than the fact that he was a great fan of the show? And you know, I mean, he would message us and you know, send us funny videos and stuff, you know. And it was, he wouldn't type anything. It was always voice messages.
He hated typing.
Yeah.
It was the small keyboard. He hated it.
Yeah,
Send me a voice message, darn it. Stop typing. I said that. It's so much easier to type.
Yeah.
So, I'm not a talker. I don't talk on phones. And I'm sure I got that from him, too. Everything's voice. Just hit the voice button. Send it to me. I'll listen to it. Okay. And that's how he communicated with voice messages. But
same thing here. He was,
okay.
No, I mean, same thing. That's how he communicated with me. I'd see this. The first message I got from him, I had no idea who he was. He had an online name that didn't match up with anything.
It was a typo he never fixed. He just left it there because he made the mistake, so he just left it there. And didn't say it was a mistake, but I promise you. I promise you.
That's pretty funny.
He's probably looking down at me right now like, you son of a gun, yes.
Yeah, right. I had to tell it, huh? I had to tell the story.
You know it, and
yeah,
I know
of course.
It. It is a typo.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm glad we were able to talk about your dad and have a good time talking about him. We enjoyed listening to him, and I'm sure he enjoyed listening to the Outdoors and Show. And
yeah,
so hopefully he'll pass that down, and you'll be able to listen and join us in conversation. So
absolutely, I will be here listening today for sure, 100%. I mean, I'm already up, so I might as well stay up.
You may as well listen, right?
Okay. I might as well rock and roll with you guys this morning. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. All right, Laser. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you for accepting, I guess.
You are quite welcome, and you know, just you and your family know that not only the outdoorsmen, folks here, Robin and I, but the listeners, they loved your dad, and so you know, he had a wider audience than you would ever know. So
yeah,
okay,
I'm learning as days go on that he had a lot of friends.
He did. He didn't.
Simple man. He was a simple man, for sure.
So. All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Laser.
Talk later.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Bye-bye. There he goes, folks. What a nice way why don't we just go ahead and dedicate this show to our truck-driving buddy, Stan Cooper, and we appreciate his son, Laser, calling in. A fishing family, and it's a good thing. It's a real good thing. I think we'll take our first break. We're a little behind, but that's quite all right. We'll catch up. Time to talk to you folks about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. And the website is ClydeSports.com with two S's in the middle. Let's start out talking about Browning. Since it's turkey season, why don't we just tell you a little bit about Browning? They are your full-line Browning dealer with handguns, rifles, and shotguns. This time of year, you know, we have the turkey season, of course, and they do have the BPS pump shotgun, which has a newly designed stock and a new look than. It was out of production there for a while, and they brought it back. It's got a larger trigger guard than previously, a matte blue finished barrel, and forged machined steel receiver. Features bottom ejection, which no other shotgun has, to my knowledge. When you have a spent shell, normally when you eject the shell by pulling the slide back, it comes out the side, usually the right side. Well, Browning ejects the shell out the bottom, which is pretty good for being in a duck blind when somebody's beside you, or a goose pit, somebody's beside you, you're not smacking them with a hot shell casing coming out of the side of the shotgun. So it's a pump action, and all of it has superior fit and a new checkering system. That's the BPS Field, and that's our feature for Clyde Sports Shop today. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, 242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. So we had our first outing with some crabs here a week or so ago, and ate on the deck. steamed the crabs in the backyard, ate on the deck, and our deck's in pretty good shape. It's not that old, but I will tell you, I take a look at that grill every now and then, and I've got one of the racks is loose. You know, I need a metal screw to fix it, and I could use a little cleanup, and, you know, some of the things are rusty on there, and I'm thinking, you know, I need a new grill. And if you're thinking the same way that I'm thinking, you need to get yourself over to Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Inside the showroom, they've got the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. You can pick one up today just in time for Mother's Day and, you know, be operating tomorrow. You know, smoke some ribs or some chicken, make a beer can chicken, do some hamburgers and hot dogs. And if you get one of the Traegers, it's a pellet grill, so you don't have to use charcoal. You use those compressed wood pellets, which is fantastic. It has an automatic feed, and the beauty of it is you can control it from your phone. You can sit in the air-conditioned house and control the heat, control everything else on your Traeger grill. Yep, you can. Make sure you take a look inside. And when you walk in, you got to walk through this maze of tremendous selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, 300 Adirondack chairs, chicken coops, dog kennels, greenhouses that you can take home, storage sheds, gym sets for the kids, and tiki bars. All that is right there at Backyard Billy. So, look, summer's right around the corner. Why not stop by this weekend? Take Mom Backyard Billy's. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. The phone number, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. That phone number again, 827-4500. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go. Doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gear
there's got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
There you go. There you go, Stan. I know you're listening. I know you got that vibe going, buddy. So, all right, let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, doing fine, Alan. Doing fine. Alan, I just heard the news just a moment ago there.
Yes.
And I would like to give my condolence to Stan, the truck driver man there. You know, I just heard the news there.
Yep.
And I heard you talking to his son, Laser, there. I don't know none of that. But let him please know if I'm a black man, and I'm just sending my condolences to him, to Laser and his family, and Stan as well there. And I also like to say, happy Mother's Day to Miss Robin, and to my old buddy Chris as well.
You got
and
it.
Also, Alan, I would like this. I was thinking you was, you said something about May the 13th. So I thought you was celebrating your birthday today. I don't know, but I do remember that, you.
That's coming up. That's coming up.
Okay,
that's coming up.
Almost
got me, didn't you? Huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's coming up.
So. Okay. Okay.
Yep. So yeah, not a landmark for me, but one step closer to the big round number. So
okay then. Okay. Then.
Look, my grandfather, rest his soul, Alan Henry Miller.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Alan Henry Miller said to me, "How many birthdays did you have?" And I'd say 9, and he'd say no. I said, and I'd look funny, and he'd say, "You only had one birthday. The rest are anniversaries." I said, "Okay, all right." That was a lesson learned many moons ago.
Well, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
Mine's coming up. Oh, right behind Miss Robin. Miss Robin's June 13th, and mine's June 17th.
There you go. Well, you guys can celebrate together. Closest show to your birthday. So.
Yes, sir. Yes. Sir.
All right.
So it's been a great day, Alan. And please say hi to my old buddy Chris of mine there.
I will. I'll say hi to Chris for you. So.
Well,
all right, man.
Alan, and still enjoying the show. Love the show.
Thanks, Ronald. Appreciate the good words.
Thanks for the call. Yes, sir.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. There he goes. How about that? Gotta love it. Gotta love it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Oh, my goodness. Say shout-out to our buddy, old buddy John, up there in, where is he today? Methuen, Massachusetts. I hope I said that right. And, yep. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in the fish and tackle giveaway, if you like to fish for perch like Robin and I do, you would, all you got to do is call in. Call in. 410 WCBM 680. Leave your name and number with our producer, Aaron. And go on the air for just, all you got to do is say hi. You don't have to launch into an epistle, so to speak. You can, or if you want to share a story, you're welcome to do that. So 410-922-6680 is our phone number. It is a beautiful day out there. Sunrise coming up here at 5:54, 18 minutes from now. So legal shooting time is a half hour before, but I'm going to suggest it's a little too dark to see a beard on a turkey until it gets to be about sunrise. So, but they'll be talking. So, shout out to our old buddy Doug Wigfield. Doug is one of our official measures for Bucks, Bears, Stags. He's been dealing with some health issues, but my gosh, he's been out there tagging turkeys in his 60th season. So hats off to Doug. 60th turkey season. And he's already limited out in Maryland, which is great. Undergoing treatment for his affliction and, you know, still going at it. So we admire you, Doug, for your persistence. So, what else do I have to talk about here? Oh, I got some information this morning from, John Jocelyn at 2A Maryland, which I'm on the list. Of course, the governor will be signing, restrictive gun measures at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, May 16th. I urge all of you to join the mailing list for 2A Maryland, www.2amaryland.org, www.2amaryland.org, and sign up for the mailing list. You get updates on all the firearms legislation and firearms news here in Maryland. The National Rifle Association has indicated that it will pursue legal remedies in court following the actual signing of the legislation into law, 5 gun bills. So if you'd like to be updated on those, you would be wise to do that. The key provisions in Senate Bill 1 is that carry permit holders' handguns must be carried concealed under or within clothing. Firearms must be locked in a locked container when transporting in a motor vehicle. For persons with permits to wear and carry a handgun, the handguns must be transported within the limitations posed under S-503 of the Public Safety Article. Many public locations are now restricted areas where firearms are prohibited unless posted otherwise by the owner. In other words, nobody's going to put a sign up that says where you're permitted to wear your firearm on these premises. Unlike the "This is a gun-free zone" signs that are posted on many public areas and that type of thing. So unless it is specifically posted by the homeowner, you can't carry your gun there. So you're wearing your gun, you walk over to the neighbor's house, neighbor has not posted a sign, you're carrying illegally. Yep, that's exactly what it means. You can download the full report on Senate Bill 1's key provisions on 2A Maryland. Senate Bill 858, Firearm Safety, Storage Requirements, and Youth Suicide Prevention. It's called Jalen's Law. It raises the minimum age when firearms must be secured from 16 years of age to 18 years of age. There's new penalty provisions which limit or prohibit firearms ownership. House Bill 824, Regulated Firearms, Possession and Permits to Carry, Wear, Transport a Handgun, adds a wide range of circumstances and offenses which will prohibit the possession of a regulated firearm, increases the cost of original permits and permit renewals, greatly expands the training requirements for wear and carry permit, adds additional offenses which will prohibit a person from obtaining a carry permit. All of this, to me, sounds like it flies in the face of the Supreme Court Second Amendment decision and the law of the land, quite frankly. There's more. So please sign up for 2A Maryland. Sign up for the mailing list and keep informed. And you know, it's just too much to do in one segment of one show. Maybe we'll get John on here one day and we can talk about it. But keep in mind that the move in the General Assembly is to restrict the Second Amendment in Maryland as much as possible, as absolutely as much as possible. What they can do in the General Assembly may not fit with the Second Amendment, may not fit with our rights under the Constitution of the United States. So States that have enacted restrictive gun laws are seeing them struck down all across the land. Chicago, Virginia just had a ruling overturned by a judge. I've got to get the dog off of the Ethernet cable, folks, or this unit is going to go crash into the floor, and then that won't be fun for anybody. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Oh, my goodness. I will be making a trip there this week. I have this little light come on temporarily. It's a sensing unit, sensor something for tire pressure on my truck. I think all I need to do is put some air in the tires, but I'll have Spurry's check it out for sure. Spurry's Tire Service located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Road, right up the street. They're just off Route 50 and east, and that's where the locals get their tire and auto service work done. And they do. Walk in there any morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the place is full. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has tires, any tire for your car, your truck, any car, any truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard or in your backyard. Yep, your farm tractor, your garden tractor, your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow, they got it all. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including that when that check engine light comes on, they'll check it, they'll diagnose it, and they'll repair it. 24-hour truck service and much, much more has kept Spurry's customers, including the great personality, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, Maryland, right here in the center of the Eastern Shore. 410-822-7384. Got a difficult problem? Have them check it out. 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. No appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service, and we'll be right back.
Or not much, but want to learn? Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website, belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big BA, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name?
All right. Hank, baby, sing it, buddy. Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you? Hello, Dale.
Yeah. Alan?
Yeah, there you are. Hey, buddy. Okay. What's going on?
All right. Certainly sad news about Stan. That's
indeed.
That'll take the wind out of your sails.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Yeah. I always enjoyed his calls. He was always seemed to be upbeat and had something... Something always good to say. So
indeed, yep.
Appreciate it. Alan, did you get any feedback from that deer meeting last week?
I have not. I did not attend. I was way down in the middle of the layout for Maryland Loves Crabs, trying to get that thing to press. And I do know that representatives of Hunters of Maryland were there. They said. Yeah, the only feedback I got was it was a good event. So,
okay.
I guess we'll get some details here this week on that. Everybody's just
that'd be interesting.
Crazy busy, but
yeah,
I'm suspect. Yeah. I'm suspect when it's the Maryland Farm Bureau.
Hosting
a meeting.
Yeah.
You know,
interesting observation, Alan. My son motored up the Tuckahoe one evening this past week, and as he was coming back, they saw deer sitting in the shallows and suffered from blue tongue pretty bad, he said.
Really?
Yep, it was all, yeah,
really?
It was all, tongue hanging out and just, you know, said he wished he had a, you know, his sidearm with him because he would have, you know, tried to put him out of his misery.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things that's just, you know, sad to see.
Yeah. This time of year, it's pretty unusual.
That's what I thought, Alan.
I may venture to say it might be something else. There's other things that can happen that would tend to leave a deer in bad shape this time of year, acidosis being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple other ones, listeriosis and things like that that can really affect a deer mm-hmm. this time of year rather than
you know, it's been wet enough that you don't have the concentration of the midges, but
right. I don't even know if they're around. I've only seen one or two mosquitoes so far, so I can't say that there's been a midge hatch. But
it's been,
you know, but her being in water, that
that's the thing. That was the key thing, and with the tongue hanging out, and I forget he took some pictures. I haven't seen him yet, but I'll take a look at him.
Yeah. 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 Acidosis will affect him now because what that is a steady diet of corn throughout the winter months when they should be eating browse.
Right. Yeah.
They're a ruminant like a cow. They have four stomachs. Four chambers of stomach. They chew their cud, and if they're given a diet that is not consistent with, you know, what their body needs, you know, they'll eat it, but they can die with a belly full of corn.
Yeah, there you go.
Acidosis leads to rundown condition, and you know, it can look like something else that it isn't.
Sure.
You never know. And then there's whirling disease, which I think is called listeriosis, but I'm not sure. So
yeah,
there's all kinds, or circling disease. Excuse me. All kinds of things. So,
yeah. Alan, do you happen to know what year Hank Williams recorded that song?
That would have been 2000. It was right before Obama took office. When would that have been?
How prophetic.
Oh, I was recorded just for that because of the change that, you know, was predicted by Obama. He was going to fundamentally change the country, which he did.
He certainly did. But very prophetic, Alan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, no question.
So.
Yep, no question. So. Anyway, need to get together with you. Got to get you a copy of Big Ass Fish magazine.
I'd like to see that. Maybe we can get up and down for coffee sometime here soon.
Let's do that. Yeah. Give me a call. Right. Things are a little better. Things are a little better. Yeah.
Chinese fire drill right now.
Oh my gosh! Yes, yes, indeed. So, yep, one right after the other, right after the other. When my designer gets back from vacation, we're right into Maryland Hunting Quarterly for the summer edition. So, it's been an interesting 2 months. Robin. Robin thinks I'm absent without leave most of the time.
There you go. So, well, I hope she's feeling better, Alan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So. And
we'll see if she.
My condolences to Stan's family. He was a good man. Sounded like he and his son got along. Reminded me a lot of my dad.
Indeed.
So, Alan, take care.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Talk at you.
See you, Dale. You got it. Bye-bye. All right, there goes Dale. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, it's going to be warm this week, and you're not going to be thinking about heating your home, but maybe you should be. You know, energy costs have not shown much sign of getting any better, and, you know, especially when we're not allowed to be the world's leading producer and be independent when it comes to our own energy needs for some reason or another that I have yet to understand. So people are seeking alternatives. They're seeking supplemental heat sources are seeking primary heat sources for their homes. And some people are turning to wood, some people are turning to pellets, some people are turning to gas. And if you've got a fireplace, you can put a very efficient wood-burning insert in there. You can put a very efficient gas-burning insert in there. You can put a very efficient pellet insert in that old fireplace, and you don't have to load it up or stack any wood. If you have a wood burner, you do. But if you have the other two, you know, it's all easy peasy. Where do you find such a wonderful selection of these things, as well as freestanding wood stoves and freestanding pellet stoves? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's right. That's where Robin and I went. We decided we were going to put a gas insert. We already had the gas here. We decided we were going to put a gas insert into the fireplace here in our great room in the back. And there it is. I'm looking at it right now. Backyard Billy's gave us the best price. They gave us the best attitude, and they gave us the best service. They did the installation. We're very happy with our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Now, Enviro is a company that also makes the pellet stoves and the pellet inserts. And then the other company that we did look at, but we decided on Enviro, is a Regency. Regency makes freestanding wood stoves and freestanding wood stoves and wood fireplace inserts. So, like I said, if you're looking for secondary or even primary heat for your home, you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. Like, I mean, it's 6 months away, so there you got to think about that. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, even this weekend for Mother's Day. Why not buy Mom a new stove? Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Well, there you go. There's the music. End of the first hour. We'll be back. We'll be back after the news. You're welcome to give us a call, 410-WCBM680. Talk to you on the other side. Get out. Stay out. Stay safe.